Preston Mitchell was a third generation of Mitchells helping out at their drugstore in Hatch during the shorthanded holidays, with his grandpa also pitching in to help his dad at the United Drug, and with Jim Whitlock's son and grandson running Jim's Market, and with Tico and Josie Nunn's daughter and son working beside them to someday own Sparky's and Franciscan RV. Out-of-town motorists used to chain stores might think they just pulled into Mayberry instead of Hatch, or Maybarrio, as my smart aleck Albuquerque friend calls my village. But while our nation's Mayberries are still sweetly old-fashioned, they are no longer isolated. The Mayberries of today are connected to the informational highway as well as good roads. The internet and interstate means young people like Preston can have the best of both worlds. They can feel close to their families without feeling stuck. Dennis Mitchell, Preston's grandpa, said a migraine headache during a vacation in 1978 caused him to pull over into the Hatch Clinic, and when the clinic's doctors discovered he was a pharmacist, they encouraged him to set up shop. The doctors continued to call him for a year, so he gave in to that too, a little like the headache, and it's obvious he isn't sorry. His son Greg grew up here and married Barbara, a local girl from the farming community whose roots go back 100 years. Preston started at the store when he was 9 years old by counting items for inventory. He says when it comes to a family business, you just start as soon as you are able. That's just how it is. He also helps with the fresh chili business for his maternal grandparents, Bob and Judy Berridge at Berridge Farms. He runs their website and targets a different customer with his own chili business that caters to those who want him to ship small amounts of roasted, chopped, frozen green chili. Online classes through Dona Ana Community College gave Preston a jump start with 1.5 semesters of credit before attending an MSU, and he will graduate with a triple degree in May 2014 in Management, Accounting, and Informational Systems. He interns next summer in Albuquerque with KPMG that agreed to let him start earlier than the other two interns in order to be back in Hatch in time for the busy chili season. Preston calls cross-generational interaction a blessing and is keeping his options open on whether or not he will permanently settle in Hatch. His parents are young enough to keep the store going, and his little sister Taylor is expressing interest in being a pharmacist. But Preston wants kids from small towns like Hatch to know they don't have to be afraid of going off to college and losing their core beliefs. He wants them to realize just how available college is to them now that the school district offers college credits in high school and 8 semesters of college are now paid for on the legislative lottery scholarships if you enter college right after high school with a decent GPA. The fact that first-generation Americans can be college graduates is an unprecedented opportunity. He only wishes there were more proactive guidance counselors for high school students. Preston remembers his grandma Pat saying how, as a freshman in high school in Illinois, she and her parents were called into the office to see what her life plan was. Where was she going after high school? That's the kind of guidance counselor that actually gives guidance, he says. You have to have a plan. You have to have a plan, and it doesn't have to be college if you want to learn a trade. Ask yourself, where are you going after high school? This is Claudette Ortiz on the Age Spot.